Countdown. 10 seconds to firing.
9, 8, 7.
Stereophonic.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The age of space is here.
Sir? Are you nuts?
That is just exactly what they want you to believe.
Tag, meine Freunde, Stuttgart. Ich heiße John Appleton. last time I was in Stuttgart was 1970. I was there talking about some of my electronic music to a class given by the composer Henk Baddings. Henk Baddings was in Stuttgart because he had been kicked out of his home in Holland, Utrecht, because he was discovered to have been a Nazi collaborator. And he was not a very pleasant man at all, but it doesn't matter. Unfortunately, that was the only time I was in Stuttgart or the Schwarzwald. But anyway, here I am again. We will not hear any of Henk Baddings' music. In fact, I don't think I even know any of it anymore. So instead, we will hear music that I have loved during the last 40 years. A mixture of music from different nations, and classical music and American music. Yeah, we will start with something pretty new by former student of mine. His name is Philo T. Farnsworth, but he also goes by the name of Jane Dow. He has a girl's name because he doesn't want anyone to really know who he is. And this is from an album of his called A Mutated Christmas, which is on his label called Illegal Art. And so let's listen to the first cut on that album, which is called White Christmas. And it isn't Christmas time now, but I'm sure some of you will know the song that is the basis of this. Yes, it's all about Christmas. Okay, that's enough. Let's go on. I would say that this is a very short piece by the greatest pianist alive today. He's a Russian, and his name is Mikhail Pletnyov. Thank you. Moritz Moskowski. This is a famous American song of black people in America about a boy who carries water for workers on the chain gang. It's called Water Boy. Don Cherry, live from a concert in Ankara, Turkey. In 1969. This goes into a Turkish song, and Don was very attracted to Turkish music, and partly because he was friends with a Turkish drummer named Okay Temiz, with whom he recorded a number of times and traveled with. Next, we'll make a complete change and go back about 50 years and listen to the magnificent Edith Piaf, who is well known to everyone in Europe, not so much to people in America. But this is a beautiful song about the lovers of Paris, Les Amants de Paris.
Paris couche sur ma chanson. À Paris, les amants s'aiment à leur façon. Les refrains que je leur dis, c'est plus beau que les beaux jours. Ça fait des tas de printemps et le printemps fait l'amour. Mon couplet s'est perdu sur les bords d'un jardin. On ne l'a jamais rendu et pourtant je sais bien que les amants de Paris m'ont volé mes chansons. À Paris, les amants ont de drôles de façons. Les amants de Paris se font à Robinson. Quand on marque des points à coups d'accordéon, les amants de Paris vont changer de saison. À entraînant par la main mon petit brin de chanson. Il y a plein d'or, plein de lilas et des yeux pour les voir. D'habitude, c'est comme ça que commencent les histoires. Les amants de Paris se font à Robinson. À Paris, les amants de drôles de passion.
When I was a 9-year-old boy living in Hollywood, California, I always wanted to live in Paris. I thought that would be very romantic. And music like this inspired me to in that direction. And at one point, I even decided to change my name to Victor Daballo, which I thought sounded very exotic and French when I was a little boy.
Pas beaucoup tardé pour moi de mer. J'en ai collé partout dans leur calendrier. Les amants de Paris ont usé mes chansons. À Paris, les amants s'aiment à leur façon. Donnez-moi des chansons. On s'aime à Paris.
Let's go to another singer. I don't want to tell you the name of the singer. I want you just to listen to this person.
Insa boa mulata, insa boa, insa boa,
tô ensaboando.
Insa boa mulata, insa boa,
tô ensaboando.
Estou lavando a minha roupa, lá em casa estão me chamando. Boa mulata, insa boa, insa boa mulata, insa boa, insa boa,
tô ensaboando.
Insa boa mulata, insa boa, insa boa,
tô ensaboando.
Estou lavando a minha roupa, lá em casa estão me chamando Dondó. Insa boa, mulata, insa boa. Os filhos que é meu e que é dela, rebenta a goela de tanto chorar. O rio tá seco, o sol não vem não. Voltemos pra casa chamando Dondó.
Insa boa, mulata, insa boa, insa boa,
tô ensaboando.
Insa boa, mulata, insa boa, insa boa,
tô ensaboando. Estou lavando a minha roupa, chamando Dondó. Insa boa, mulata, insa boa,
insa boa, mulata, insa boa,
insa boa, tô ensaboando.
Insa boa, mulata, insa boa,
insa boa, tô ensaboando. Estou lavando a minha roupa, lá em casa estão chamando Dondó. Insa boa, mulata, insa boa. Música. meu, que é meu e que é dela. Rebenta a goela de tanto chorar. O rio tá seco, o sol não vem não. Voltemos pra casa chamando Dom Dó em
Saboa, no latim Saboa.
Em Saboa, tô ensaboando.
Em Saboa, no latim Saboa.
Em Saboa, tô ensaboando. Estou lavando a minha roupa. Lá em casa estão me chamando Dom Dó. Em Saboa, no latim Saboa.
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 It's so amazing. This is a man named Ney Matagrosso, and he has a very high voice, and he's singing the songs of this traditional Brazilian composer Cartola, and yet everybody thinks it's a woman singing, but it's not. It's Ney Matagrosso. Some of my friends I've played this for think, oh my goodness, it's I don't like that saxophone and it's a cheesy arrangement. But I like the content of the song so much and the way his voice sounds that I wanted to play it for you. Now we will go to another great American who's still alive and this year is celebrating his 70th birthday. And that is my friend Steve Reich. I like most of what Steve has done all his life, but the one piece I like the most is actually not so typical of him. And it's for a choir and orchestra. And he's written very few pieces for orchestra. But this is a piece called The Desert Music. And it's based on poetry by the American poet Walt Whitman. The part I like in here is sort of influenced by Igor Stravinsky. It's hard to say why. It has something to do with the canonic structure of the violins that are playing. Thank you. he has a strength of character which is quite unusual. He is probably the most determined person I know. Nothing stops him, and he concentrates on his music, and he shuns public appearance. He does not read reviews of his music. He does not, even though he earned his living many years and still does occasionally, performing with his ensemble. After he performs, he would like to disappear. He doesn't like to mix with people or talk to them. And particularly, he does not like to talk about his music. Has very strong opinions and tastes in music, as I guess we all do, but his, I would say, are quite narrow. Although he knows jazz and used to play it, he has no interest whatsoever in music from maybe Mozart through Rachmaninoff. Nothing for that 200-year period. But he loves Stravinsky, and he admires Ravel. go back 100 years and listen to a most beautiful, simple piece by the French composer Gabriel Fauré. And I've always felt that this was one of the most touching pieces I know. This song can make me cry. And I listen to it at the saddest times in my life. But the funny thing is that when I play it on the piano myself, it doesn't make me sad at all. It's when listening to it that it does. Now, this is Ima Sumac. Had studied singing at the conservatory in Lima, Peru. States around late 40s, early 50s. She was brought by her then husband named Moises Vivanco, who tried to pass her off as a princess from the Andes. And she had a voice which was extraordinary. It was 4 octaves big. She wasn't a princess. I know that now. Okay. One of my favorite singers, a woman that goes out into the Amazon and collects songs from tribes. Some of them are very percussive, but this one is, to me, a very melancholy song. And she was here in my house in Vermont with her band. It was my birthday, and she sang this song to me, and I felt as though I had gone to heaven. She doesn't want to ever get married.
How do you say I love you? How do you say, will you marry me? I don't see how we could get married if I don't speak your language.
Cafeteria? No, no, cafeteria. For Christ's sake.
But I thought we were getting somewhere.
No, no. No, no, no.
Eochiyama.
What?
Huh? What? Eochiyama.
Never. That's why we love each other. Two idiots.
Marlui Miranda. Oh, a gift to music. A great gift to music. I was walking along in Greenwich Village in 1966, and I passed an Italian bookstore that sold recordings in those days, and I heard this coming out of the store. And I sat on the sidewalk and I listened to this song and I thought, it is the most beautiful song I've ever heard. And I went in and bought the record, and still now, 40 years later, I still think it's probably the most beautiful song that I know. Someone who everybody today thinks is a very corny singer, Nana Mouskouri. If I had to choose one Beatles song, it would be Back in the USSR.
Shout! the USSR. Well, the Ukraine girls really knocked me out. Leave the West behind. And Moscow girls make me sing and shout. And Georgia's always over my, 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 my.
Well, most of the Tongan music is pretty boring, and the stuff I like is not recorded. It's traditional folk music. There are recordings of it in Tonga, and in fact I made some, but I don't have them here. They're on reel-to-reel tape I made back in the early 70s. But I can sing you one song that goes like this. Taula hafo enelu e muletu pe halu e taula hafo enelu e muletu pe halu e taula hafo enelu e muletu pe halu e. Ukulea whakatoa sisipe. Nā ke te konekti e whaiako. Io, malo elelei, malo koe whaiako si.
Daddy, look! A flying saucer!
Yes, son. This must be UFO Hawaii.
Das war wieder einmal UFO Hawaii. Heute mit einem ganz besonderen Gast, dem amerikanischen Komponisten John Appleton, den ich für euch im schönen Vermont besuchen durfte. Weitere Infos zu dieser und auch allen vorangegangenen Sendungen gibt es wie immer auf meiner Webseite www.treuland.com. Ich hoffe, es hat euch wieder gefallen und ich freue mich auf ein Wiederhören in der nächsten Sendung. Bis dahin, euer Künstler Toll.
Two, three.